Whenever we come together, we always want to offer an invitation, and this side has been set aside for that. And it also provides an opportunity for various men to get up here and do a little bit of teaching and admonishing. And I've presented this lesson a couple of times in the past, and I've always found that it's better to kind of define the invitation and then do the teaching and admonishing part. So to begin with, we're offering an invitation, and that invitation is to God's family. So what does that mean? It means that you have an opportunity to present yourself as an adoptee to God's family, to be brought in as an adopted brother of Christ, to be grafted into the tree of life. So how do you do that? Well, first you have to hear. You are able to present yourself as an adoptee, you've got to hear how to do that. You have to believe that explanation, that path that's set forth. And we see in Romans 10, verses 14 and 17, that it says, how shall they believe if they've not heard? And we're told that faith comes by hearing. Once you've heard about Jesus, about Him being the Son of God, about Him sacrificing Himself, so that you have an avenue to join the family and to reach heaven, you have to turn towards that path that's been laid out for you. And we see in Acts 2, verses 37 and 38, that they heard and they believed, and they needed to turn. They needed to repent. And once you've turned on that to that path, you have to follow that path. You have to obey. And one of those first steps of obedience is to be baptized. It's seen by a lot in the world as a ritualized thing that's way too much importance is placed on. Even many denominations that have baptisms don't place a whole lot of importance on the baptism. But it and the confession, they're signs of your turning, and they're signs of your dedication onto the new path. And if you've made those first steps of obedience and you've slipped up, then again, you must turn and you must obey. And we see in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 that God is faithful to forgive and to regraft us onto that tree. So that's the invitation. The invitation is to join or to rejoin God's family. So now I'll take a moment to talk about something that may have separated you from God, something that may be an issue in your life. And whenever I think about teaching and admonishing, I naturally think about Colossians 3:16, they teach and admonish one another in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. And there's a song I'd like to present, and I'm not going to sing it. I got some wise counsel from some people, and I was advised not to sing it. So I'm not going to. I'm going to speak it. But it discusses an issue that's universal in the world. It's an issue in the world. It's an issue in the church. It's an issue in this church. It's an issue everywhere. And the song relates to the following passages, and I don't have time now to read them all, but I'll give you the list if you'd like, and you can read them at your leisure. But it covers Romans 1 and 28 through 29, 2 Corinthians 12, 19 through 21, 1 Timothy 5, 13 through 15, James 5, 11 through 12, Matthew 18, 15 through 17, 2 Peter 4, verse 15, 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 10 through 13, Galatians 6, verse 7, Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, and 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, and I'm sure it covers others. As you can see, it's talked about a fair amount. Now, folks, let me tell you about a local enterprise. And there's one in every town, no matter what its size. It doesn't turn a profit or bring in any revenue. It's good for only one thing, and that's the damage it'll do. It's called the rumor mill. The rumor mill. People that work there are all volunteers. The only qualification is a mouth and two big ears. And if the story's not clear enough, that's okay. They'll just doctor it up and then send it on its way. It doesn't matter who's involved or who it's going to hurt. As long as folks are listening, they'll keep shoveling dirt at the rumor mill. It's the rumor mill, manufacturing lies, where the truth is disguised, where reputations are crushed and nothing is hushed. If it can be twisted, you can be sure that it will, because there is nothing sacred at the rumor mill. So listen, God's children, to this story I make. You've got a lot to lose, because there's a lot here at stake. The Bible plainly states that you're going to reap what you sow, and you'll be shown the mercies by the mercies you show. So just shut your mouth and ask your friend to kindly do the same, or you'll end up the victim with no one else to blame at the rumor mill. If you have needed an invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing.